know y'all ain't miss me. I miss y'all though.
What's it like having Marshawn with
you guys now? Oh man, it's good. You know, I know Marshawn for a long time. Man, I really wanted to get him here. I'm glad he came and we got to get everything done. But you know, he's a great addition to us. You know, it was tough losing Tay. You know, I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him though. But it's tough losing Tay. But Marshawn coming back, got a year off, looking great, feeling great. He's bringing a lot of energy here, a lot of momentum, and you know, it feels good to have him here.
During those stretching periods where it's you and Seabass and Marshawn, the conversation must be.
Oh yeah, told. You know, me and Marshawn always talk about playing against each other, playing with each other all the time, hanging out and stuff, and now it's finally happening. But you know, we're just having fun out there, joking around, having fun. I don't know, y'all know Marshawn. When he does talk, he's a pretty funny guy. You know, he's pretty fool. He's a fool. So yeah, we're over there having fun, just getting ready to get stuff started. You know, we're back out here in OTAs, man. We got a lot of excitement. We left with a bad taste in our mouth. So guys are excited. We're working hard. We're excited to be out here. It's not like we're out here like, oh, nah, we're out here like, yeah, let's go, you know?
Calvin Johnson hanging around.
Man, Calvin cool, man. I saw him yesterday, man. I asked Calvin, I said, hey, I said, Detroit still got your rights if you came out of retirement? He was like, man, they ain't going to let me go nowhere. But nah, it's good because, you know, I see him over there talking with Coop, you know, Crabtree and some of the young guys. And, you know, man, Calvin one of the best that did it. So having him out there picking those guys' brains and giving them advice and stuff is great.
How long did it take to get that back to the bad taste? How long did it take to get that out of your system?
When's the first game? When is it? September what? Probably when that whistle blows and we get to get out there and hit somebody else and get it going again, you know? But the good thing is, when you got that bad taste in your mouth out here, it makes you work harder. It makes you put in that much extra work because that taste is still in there. You don't want to have that taste again. So, you know, it's good having it now because we're working hard and we're putting in that much work, more work.
We never really got to talk yet in the season, but, I mean, to put in all the work you have over the years and not being able to play in that playoff game, for you and Derek to both be out of that game, how difficult was that?
Man, that's a sour subject, man. Really don't want to talk about it so much, man, but it was tough, man. You know, it was very emotional. You know, if I was accustomed to missing games before, it might not have been that tough, but, you know, I've never missed a game before, high school, college, anything. So, you know, that was tough. It was real tough, but, you know, I'm trying to do everything possible to make sure that doesn't happen again. So I can be out there helping my team, man. You know, me and Derek Minson was a big piece of our offense, so, you know, I'm going to try to make sure I can do everything possible so that doesn't happen again. But, man, it's hard to even explain how tough it was because it was that tough, you know.
What was your reaction to seeing all these offensive weapons come in? Jared Cook and, you know, Patterson and Newhouse and guys like that. This offense, which is already pretty good, just kind of keeps loading up and loading up.
It felt good, you know. We got some, like you said, we got some great additions. You know, Marshall, he could play anywhere on the whole line, you know, probably except for center. And he's very versatile. He's played a lot of football, too. So, you know, we know we got there, you know. We know we got there. We know we got a solid guy that come in and play any down. And then, you know, I've been watching Cook for a long time. And, you know, our tight end room is already good. And bringing him in, it's just going to open up more weapons for our great quarterback that we have. And, you know, it just looks good, you know. And then, you know, we had some great additions, man. I thought, you know, Reggie did a great job in the draft again. You know, these young guys out here, you know, the first, second round pick, they look very good so far. And I'm excited to see them grow and progress.
We barely even gave up many pressures at all last year, let alone sacks. I'm good. Do you still see yourself as an improving player for all the football you've played?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things about me is I'm my hardest critic. I'm my biggest critic. I'm hard on myself more than anybody else. I think that's what helps me to be great and be as good of a player I am. But you know, I got a lot of work ahead of me, you know, being older and you know, my age coming in my 12th year. You know, I'm trying to work on make sure my quickness is there. I work on that a lot, you know, during the off season and stuff, and you know, make sure I keep my weight down. You know, I'm gonna try to play about 5 pounds lighter than I did last year, you know, keep my quickness there. But you know, little things like that, you know, make sure I take care of my body. You know, I make sure I take care of my body so I can keep doing good, because to be honest with you, I feel like hell Monday through Friday. I don't start feeling back good till about Saturday, Sunday. But as long as I'm feeling good on Sunday, we're going to be all right.
What have your impressions been of the couple young offensive linemen you guys drafted?
I like them, man. You know, the thing is about them, man, I don't know if I was they I don't know if I wasn't really a knucklehead, but I listened and learned. But these guys, they come in, they like really, they ask a lot of questions. They're really like picking my brain. You know, me, when I was a rookie, I was a little scared to talk to the vets too much. I used to talk when they talked to me, but these guys are coming in, they're asking a lot of questions, they're asking me to help them, they asked me to stay after and do little things with them. And I like that. I like that they're taking the initiative and not having me have to come up and ask them. So I love their energy and their excitement so far.
Given the way everything ended last year, Donald, how good does it feel to see Derek, not only a full go, but he's running around out there. It doesn't look like there's anything slowing him down.
Man, you know, I understand, man. Everything happened for a reason, man. Yesterday, I mean, last year, man, that play was crazy, man. You know, something happened for a reason, man. Maybe that reason is it wasn't our year last year. Maybe this year is going to be our year, you know, because that play was just a fluke play on my part. You know, I slipped out of nowhere. He got hurt. He done got tackled like that plenty of times. Never broke anything. It's a fluke. So maybe the Lord, I'm all about, what do you call it, karma and stuff like that. So maybe he's trying to tell us, you know, this year's our year, you know. But we got to put in the work to get it. And I know DC's happy. I'm dang sure happy to get him back. And you got to understand, we're just growing and we're just masterminding this offense, trying to make it as explosive as possible.
How much did that play stick with you after it happened?
Oh, it sticks with me. You know, you got to be an athlete. You got to try not to think about it too much, man. I mean, it happened, you know. You know, you wish you could go back and get it back. I took that same set, I don't know how many times, on that same field and never just slipped out of nowhere, you know, when I took another step. I'm not going to put it on myself. I should have been able to do something better. You know, me, I'm never going to blame something, the slip for happening. I should have blocked him. I should have held him. I should have held on, just brought him down with me, you know. But that play sticks with me. I'm going to try to do whatever I can do better to make sure nothing like that ever happens again. I've never got a quarterback hurt in my life since I've been playing. None of my quarterbacks ever got hurt. That was first. So that's something I take pride in. And I'm going to make sure, I'm going to try my hardest to make sure it doesn't happen again.
At age 34, how does preparing for a season compare to when you were...
so loud.
Compared to 24?
I'm 28 till I retire.
You mentioned cutting down the weight, but how has preparing your body changed at this young, still age of your career compared to, say...
You got
to
listen to your body. You know, you got to rest when it's time to rest. Like, when you have the day off, or I have a day off during camp, if I ain't got to go do nothing, I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to chill on the couch. I'm going to give him a massage. I'm going to get in the ice tub. I'm going to relax. I'm going to rest. You got to rest when it's time to rest and be smart about stuff. You know, good thing is, you know, I got Joe Gomes and H-Rod. They're great. You know, they always talking to me, always in my ear, you know, asking me how I feel. Even sometimes when I tell them I'm feeling good, they know me well enough to they know I'm lying sometimes. You know, they be like, all right, still, you know, because that's the type of guy I am. I don't want to be out. But, you know, I just got to take care of my body, man. Good thing is, I feel good. I don't feel 34. I don't at all. I don't. That's weird.
A couple more questions, guys.
Do Wednesdays during the season feel different, or Thursdays, Fridays? I mean, just...
Wednesday's my toughest day during the season. Wednesday's my hardest day because it's just still a couple of days after the game, and I'm really sore. Wednesday's one of my hardest days of the week. Thursday gets a lot better. Thursday, the body feels tremendously better, but Wednesday's probably one of my toughest days during the season.
What do you do on Tuesdays to mitigate that?
I get Tuesday we come here and lift. I get a massage Tuesday. I get in a cold tub off and on, and then I got a Normatec machine that I own at home. I do that for sometimes. I leave that thing on while I'm laying on the couch watching TV until my feet get numb, you know. So and I do little things like that. I do massages twice a week, you know. I got to take care of my body. You know, a lot of stuff when you get older, it's not really, it's muscles, you know. So that massage really helps get the muscles, loosen them up, and get everything going. But just little things like that. Eat right. You know, during the season, you got to eat right. You got to eat right because it gives you all that necessary energy you need.
Weight-wise, what are you at right now?
I'm at 330.
330?
Yeah, I played last year at 325.
325 last
year? Yeah, my weight is 330, but I played last year at 5 pounds lighter than I usually have, and this year I'm going to try to do another 5.
So down to 320?
Yes.
What are your early impressions of Todd and Downing his new role as the coordinator?
And Todd's awesome, man. I'm loving it. You know, he made a couple of changes, made a few changes, but nothing too drastic. I pretty much feel like we picked up everything so far, and you know, I miss Billy, man. Billy's my guy. I love Billy, man. Don't take nothing from Billy. Billy did a great job here. I wish he was still here, but you know, Coach had to make a good business decision, and TD's great, and he's doing so much stuff that you guys can't even see with DC and with just us. He's like letting us be us. He's making us come in. He's like, all right, it's time to work. When it's not time to work, we're gonna relax and have a good time. But when it's time to work, it's working, and he's on top of everything. It's like we're in the meetings. He's telling everybody what they got to do. I mean, I'm used to that, but it's just TD. I just like TD, man. That's my guy.